This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We'll start with the MVP of the NBA Finals, Giannis Antetokounmpo, at the Chick-fil-A celebrating.
I was supposed to be in Vegas right now, you know, partying. But I'm here to order Chick-fil-A.
Are you going to say your order?
Can I have a 50-piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
Just there's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes.
What?
So can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis, 50 exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49, chicken minis, yes, 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade.
Okay.
Of course. Are we getting free Chick-fil-A for life now?
No.
I want free Chick-fil-A for life.
I feel to be a champ, man.
It feels good.
I don't know the whole story, but I guarantee you they gave it to him for nothing.
Oh, probably.
They're saying that exposure alone is worth over $4 million in advertising money to Chick-fil-A, that's what it was worth, what Giannis did yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And how nice was it that he asked, do you mind if I put you on camera? He asked her.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. And then we had the moment where, there were fans that were gathering around his vehicle knowing it was him inside. And he was inside the vehicle with his NBA MVP trophy and the NBA Finals trophy, at which point someone asked if they could touch it.
Don't touch the trophy. Just go one time. Just touch. Fast. Good. I just touched the NBA Finals trophy.
Oh my God, I just touched the NBA Finals trophy. That guy's pretty happy.
He was stoked.
And again, politeness, as you pointed out last hour.
Yeah.
He asked if he could touch it.
Yeah.
And Giannis said, yeah, just touch it. Touch it quick.
And he did.
Quick touch.
And then lost his mind.
Exactly. The San Francisco 49ers, they signed linebacker Fred Warner. Fred Warner. To a 5-year extension worth $95 million, $40 million guaranteed. That is a lot of
money.
It really is. For a guy that I didn't hear of until yesterday. Never heard of this guy until yesterday. But now I know who he is. And do you know who his dad is? Pop Warner.
Oh, no.
No.
No. No.
I don't know what he calls his dad. If my last name is Warner, I'd call my dad Pop. I'm sure I would. Deion Sanders, who is now the head coach of the Jackson Stadies. He reportedly has asked for a reporter to be blocked from covering the team. He's still mad about an exchange that he had with this reporter who called him Deion, not Coach Sanders or not Coach.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Hey, Deion, I was just wondering if you could...
Hold on, let's back up a little bit. You don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Deion. Okay.
I call Nick Saban Nick.
No, you don't. That's a lie. If you call Nick Nick, you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick.
Okay, Deion.
He did it again. And Deion just got up and left. Here's the thing. You got to have some type of... There's got to be a boundary there.
Yeah.
And the boundary is he is the coach,
yeah,
and you are the reporter. This is not buddy-buddy system. This isn't a player in you.
Yeah.
And even in that case, if you don't have that relationship, you shouldn't be addressing him like a friend.
No.
I can remember running into Wade Boggs in the Tampa Bay Rays locker room, clubhouse, and I'd seen Wade Boggs a million times on television. And in my mind, I knew Wade Boggs. And I walked up to him, and he was eating chicken right before the game. And I said, Wade, how are you? And he said, do I know who you are? And I said, no, you don't. I said, enjoy your chicken. And I turned and walked away because I realized that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And he obviously didn't know. But that was the same day that Jose Canseco, who was laying in the trainers on the trainer's table in the adjacent to the locker room, as I was walking by, he saw me. He goes, hey. I go, hey, what's up? Pretty
what's
nice.
Up?
Yeah. I mean, he was pretty nice.
So he didn't try to beat you up, thank
you. No, he did not.
It's funny, though, as the reporter, it's bad enough that he did it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And then
he doubled down on it.
He doubled down.
Like he goes, treat me like you would Nick.
Yes.
You know, no, Coach Saban.
He goes, well, I call him Nick Saban, Nick. No, you don't.
No, you don't. But even if you do, you get what Deion's going for.
Yeah.
You know what he means.
Yep.
Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
You're purposefully being disrespectful, and you don't deserve to have your question answered.
So he might not get any more questions with primetime,
yeah,
Deion. Monica Abbott, Team USA softball, pitched a one-hitter yesterday as we beat Canada. Yeah, the Olympics are underway. Team USA now 2-0 at the Olympics, so that's pretty good. However, there is a problem at the softball venue in Fukushima. Wildlife officials are searching for a rather large Asian black bear. The bear was spotted twice inside the Azuma Sports Park earlier this week and is considered a potential danger for the athletes and anyone working the softball games.
Okay.
We did get a bit of a shocker yesterday as the women's soccer team not only lost, but were crushed by Sweden 3-0. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Thank you, Bill Cosby, and neither do I. The U.S. women entered the Olympics ranked number one in the world, favorites to win the gold. 44-match unbeaten streak until yesterday when the Swedes took them out. The Swedes, though, ranked fifth. They're no slouch, and they know how to beat the United States. They knocked the U.S. out of the Rio Games in 2016 in the quarterfinals.
Well,
so you gotta watch out for them Swedes.
They better step it up.
They better. Meanwhile, bad news for Britain's Amber Hill, the number one ranked skeet shooter in the world, is out. She tested positive for COVID, so she's not even departing for the games. She's heartbroken. She's a 23-year-old beautiful gal who was ranked number one in the world, and now she's got no shot at winning the gold.
Right.
A new study shows that... Do you ever watch skeet shooting at the Olympics?
Yeah.
I have watched it. I've watched archery and skeet shooting. It's impressive. It's amazing. To me, archery even more so. You know, when they're hitting these bullseyes from so far away. It's amazing. But, yeah, I enjoy that. But a new study shows that the most popular Olympic event for the Summer Games is?
I have no idea.
Swimming.
Oh.
Followed by artistic gymnastics and diving, while the least favorites to watch are judo, fencing, wrestling, and weightlifting.
Those are the ones I would want to watch.
I think I've watched fencing for about 2 seconds. Fencing sucks. You know why? Because it's over in 10 seconds. You ever watch it? It's over.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'd want to watch judo. I'd want to watch the wrestling. I'd want to watch. I liked watching the lifting. I think that's impressive, especially seeing some of those crazy lifts those people do. Oh, my gosh.
I've enjoyed watching the equestrian. Bruce Springsteen's daughter is on the equestrian team. Just throw that out there.
Right.
Not sure how she's going to do, but fencing is absolutely my least favorite. It's over in seconds. Done. You're like, what just happened? Who won?
Yeah.
You know, and if they don't have like a little light showing you who won, you have no idea what just happened. Not good. Logan Paul and Anderson Silva in talks for a boxing match this year. So before the end of the year, Logan Paul, as you know, internet YouTube star. Anderson Silva was once the greatest UFC's middleweight division fighter.
He was the best pound-for-pound fighter at one point.
Yeah, 10 times, defended his title 10 times, 16 fight streak, unbeaten fight streak. Unfortunately, he has not won a match since 2012. He's 46 years old now, but he is tired of the Pauls, and he wants to beat the hell out of one or both of them, and it looks like it's going to be Logan Paul, so he's good for him. In Major League Baseball, the Rays got two in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Orioles 5-4. The Marlins topped the Nationals 3-1. The Padres, they took game one of a doubleheader against the Braves. Game two was suspended because of rain, with the Padres leading the Braves 5-4. Mets shut out the Reds 7-0. Yankees over the Phillies. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays. Giants out west beat the Dodgers. Tides split a doubleheader with the Gwinnett Stripers. They won the first game, dropped the second. And here is your fun fact. Lying children. Children who lie tend to be more successful adults.
All right, great. That means that bodes well for my future.